Blog Talk Radio.
Oh boy. Through the 21st. Nope. Through the 19th.
Calling you earlier.
Really?
Yes. I know. Can you do some reading for me? And you was right, Angela is on our book club meeting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Genesis 22, 15 through the end. Just finish up 22 for me. Let's start in 15.
Genesis
15. Mhm. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah.
You said start at what?
15. 22, 15.
Okay. Want me to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm reading Genesis 15, starting at the 15th verse. And thou shalt go to thy father in peace.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. No. 22.
Oh, 22. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
verse 15.
Yes.
Okay. Verse 15, 22.
Yes.
And Genesis 22, verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called on Abraham out of heaven and the second time, and said, by myself I have sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and have not withheld thy son, thy only son, and I will bless thee, and I will multiply. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the sea shore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nation of the earth pass, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham turned unto the young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt in Beersheba, And it came to pass after these things that it was told, Abraham said, behold, Milcah, she have also borne children unto the brother Nahor. Hagar, his firstborn, and Buzzer, his brother, and Kemah, the father of Abram, and Chasel, and Hagar, and Bildash, and Jephthah, and Bether. And Bether begot Raphan. That these eight Milcah did bear to Noah, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Rumah. She bare also Tabor and Gaham and Tabahash and Phelashash. I have read from the 15th verse of Genesis 22nd to the 24th verse. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. We did have Auntie Betty to join us. Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. And we also had Miss Allen.
Yes.
Are you by yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Mom, Daddy Werner, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, and Miss Allen, and myself.
Phone fell. I said a phone fell.
Oh.
Okay, I just go ahead and get started with the program. good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For God has said, I will never fail you nor forsake you. That is why we can say without any doubt or fear, the Lord is my helper, and I am not afraid of anything that mere man can do for me. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Angela is in her book club meeting tonight, and I, myself, Loretta, will be your host. May God bless her meeting. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share with the group tonight. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, we thank you for your love, for your patience, for wisdom, and most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, this week we ask that you order our steps. Lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. For we are here to honor and to serve you, to help build your kingdom. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you allow our ears to hear your words being shared tonight. Allow us not only to be hearers, but also to be doers of your words. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us. And we also ask that you lead the ones that has went astray and bring them back in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We have Ms. William to join us.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we're going to move right on into Matthew 19:26 and Daddy Verna. Could you lead us out in that, please?
Okay.
Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Okay, thank you for that. And I guess we'll just go ahead right on into the program. So I have Auntie Carrie, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Ms. Williams?
Okay. Yes, let me find my book.
Okay.
Find my Bible. Okay, I would like to share tonight from Revelation 14, chapter, verses 6 through 8.
Amen.
And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The explanation for that, for those verses, it says the everlasting gospel is the good news that Christ will win and the beast will be judged. And we are focused also on redemption through Christ and the coming of his kingdom. And we are admonished to worship God and to serve him and not to worship the beast. Because if we should worship the beast, that will mean complete separation from God. We have to fear and worship God and give him glory at all times so that we will have an everlasting rest and peace in his kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams.
Praise the Lord.
That takes me to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to be reading out of Philippians.
Amen.
Chapter 5 through 8. And the subject is to be like Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, though it not robbery to be equal with God, but make himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I read you the second chapter 5 through 8.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Mom. That takes me to Miss Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Oh, yes, hello.
Amen.
Hey, First Peter the second chapter, 1 through 8. Therefore, land aside all malice, all disease, anger, and all evil speaking. As newborn babe, desire the pure milk of the word, but you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, come into him, as to a living stone, rejected indeed, and but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stone, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in this scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He believes him will by no means be ashamed. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, which builder reject, has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offering. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also was appointed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you for that, Miss Allen. I will go next, and I will be reading out of Hebrew 12, 2 through 13. It says, keep your eyes on Jesus, our leader and instructor. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. And now he sits in the place of honor by the throne of God. If you want to keep from becoming faint-hearted and weary, think about his patience as sinful men did such terrible things to him. After all, you have never yet struggled against sin and temptation until you sweat great drops of blood. And have you quite forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you, his child? He said, my son, don't be angry when the Lord punishes you. Don't be discouraged when he has to show you where you are wrong. For when he punishes you, it proves that he loves you. When he whips you, it proves you are really his child. Let God train you, for he is doing what any loving father does for his children. If God doesn't punish you when you need it, as other fathers punished your son, then it means that you aren't really God's son at all, that you don't really belong in his family. Since we respect our fathers here on earth, though they punish us, should we not all the more cheerfully submit to God's training so that we can begin really to live? Our earthly father trained us for a few brief years, doing the best for us that they knew how. But God's corrections is always right and for our good, that we may share his holiness. Being punished isn't enjoyable while it is happening. It hurts. But afterwards, we can see the results, a quiet growth in grace and character. So take a new grip with your tired hand. Stand firm on your shaky legs and mark out a straight, smooth path for your feet so that those who follow you, the weak and lame, will not fall and hurt themselves, but become strong. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Okay, that brings me to Daddy Vernon.
Okay, I'll be reading from the Young Epistle of James, chapter 5, starting at the 12th verse.
Amen.
But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by the any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing a song. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elder of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Mm-hmm. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one converting him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide the multitude of sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with us tonight?
Yes, I will read from Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 through 8.
Amen.
This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants sent that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. This is his report of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. God bless one who preaches the word of this prophet, church, and he blessed all who listen his message and obey what he said, for time is near. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all kings of the world. All glory to him who loved us and has freed us from our sin by shedding his blood for us. He had made us kingdom of priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the cloud of heaven. To everyone will see him, even those who fear him. And all the nation of the world will mourn with him. Yes, amen. I am an Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next, we're going to move right into our sick and shut in, followed by a song. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Heavenly Father, we present to you our sick and shut in, for you know who they are, and we ask for your healing hands to make them well again. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way. Allow them to hear your still voice, and may they rise up and be the men and women that you have called them to be. Give them the strength that they need to walk around stating that I am healed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. For the devil is a liar, and he cannot and he will not have power over me. For he has been defeated for over some 2,000 years ago. And for that reason, we can plead the blood of Jesus over us. For there is power in the blood. Father God, we are trusting in you and in your words, for we are healed from all sickness, diseases, depression, and any other illness that lurks among us. The devil only has power in the areas that we are weak in. So, Father God, we ask that you make us strong in all of those areas. We thank you for health, and we speak health within us. Thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription. He gives me all my medicine in my room. There is joy in the room. Joy in the room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription. He gives me all my medicine in my room. Joy in the room. Joy in the room. Jesus will meet you. The Holy Ghost will greet you. Joy, unspeakable joy in my room. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Girls.
Amen. Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next we move on into birthdays, and we're speaking of birthdays for the week of January the 13th through January the 19th. I have Mary Ann birthday. I have Martin Luther King birthday. I have Essie May birthday. And I think I have a Savon. Any other birthdays we need
Edward
to?
Edward Johnson, 18th.
Whom?
Edward Johnson.
April?
Edward.
Edward, okay.
Edward Johnson, my son-in-law.
Edward Johnson, okay.
January 18th.
Okay. Any others?
John Demon, but I don't know the date. I have to get the date later. I know his birthday this month.
Okay. Any other birthdays? Okay, Auntie Betty, I have you down to sing the birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, this takes us right into our praise and testimony, songs or poems. So I'm just going to go down the list. If you have anything else you want to share, go ahead. If not, just say pass. And I'm going to start with Mom.
Yes. Well, I'm going to sing.
Amen. Amen.
Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, come and fall and carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, come and fall to carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Oh, hand of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming too. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I'm sometime up and I'm sometime down. Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenly bound. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Mom. Next I have Ms. Williams. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, just a little about the Bible.
Amen.
First of all, Matthew 4 and 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The Bible is a living, breathing book. Let God speak to us through its pages. Let it transform our thinking and our way of life. We are not to just read the Bible, but we are to have an encounter with the living God, who is the author of the Bible. And the acronym for Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Whew,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Miss Allen, anything you want to share with the group?
Yes.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Let's see here. Do I have that? Okay. Daddy Verna, anything else you want to share with the group?
Yes, ma'am. I think this might be kind of like a testimony.
Amen.
Me, my wife and I went out to Tuskegee Friday to pick up some medicine. In the meantime, at the pharmacy, the computer was out. And I told the ladies who were back there, three of us back there.
Huh.
And I told them about, I came by some medicine. You know, they seemed like they didn't care whether or not, you know, I got the medicine or what. They just set the computer down and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I, we stopped, go back out to the waiting room, stop and wait and see where the computer come back up. In the meantime, the lady, my wife, there was a doctor lady. She went us too, but she real concerned. And she went over there and take us over there to back to the farmers and talked to them folks and told them what they should do and what they could do. And in other words, made a long story short, when she got through, she got me some medicine.
Amen. The Lord.
So we are down there, and they decided that, you know, anyway, that medicine is really for us, but we got to go through them to get it.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want to call them that job down there, but they in control of it. But the lady, doctor lady, my wife said she was, she had one of them things around her neck. But then, she made sure, she stayed at the, they got that medicine for me, and I had to give her a hug for that.
Right.
You know, the mother, they won't care about nothing, you know, they're making them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He real concerned about it.
God,
and so my wife and I were talking about it on the way back. That was a blessing in disguise.
Yes, it was.
I told my wife on the way back home, I appreciate it for her being so patient with me, you know. And you know what she told me?
What?
I'm glad you asked. She said, "You don't want no problem." And so that made me feel good.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, people like that, we have to continue to pray for them because they forget why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they forget why they got a job. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to sing a couple of verses of this song.
Amen.
Hi, Megan.
It's another day journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it, so glad, so glad about it, so glad, so glad about it. It's another day journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. I'm so glad, so glad. You know he woke me up this morning, and I'm glad, so glad about it, so glad about, so glad, so glad about. You know he woke me up this morning, and I'm glad, so glad about it. I'm so glad, so glad. You know he gave me all I have, and I'm glad, so glad about it. So glad, so glad about it. So glad, so glad about it. You know he gave me all I have, and I'm glad, so glad about it. I'm so glad, so glad. Oh, it's another day journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. So glad, so glad about it. So glad, so glad about it. It's another day journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. I'm so glad, so glad. Amen.
Ooh, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So glad. So glad.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Going back to Daddy Vernon, thank you for that testimony. And Auntie Betty, thank you for that song, and one song deserves another, so here I go again.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God is God, and he won't change.
Amen.
God is God, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my lawyer and he won't change. God is my lawyer and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my healer and he won't change. God is my healer and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my provider and he won't change. God is my provider and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is good and he won't change. God is good and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I think I covered everyone on the praise and testimony, songs and poems. And I have the Serenity Prayer next. And Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor?
Yes.
Amen.
God grant me.
God grant
God
me.
God grant me.
To be surrendered to accept.
The serenity,
to accept
the thing that I cannot change.
The thing
that I cannot change.
the courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. And that brings us into our closing. Is there anything anyone wants to share before we could do our closing? Praise the Lord. Okay, I have Psalms 23, and I have Miss Allen. Miss Allen, would you do us the honor?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen.
Right, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. I pray that your walk with the Lord will grow stronger in the Lord. So when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, "Oh no, he or she is up again." Remember to keep God first in all that you do. And when things get a little bit tough or crazy, just call on the name of Jesus and watch him work. May God continue to bless America and other nations. Next week is an open session, so come prepared to share some good news. God loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed week, everyone. I love you. Good night.
Good night.
That brings us to an end, Donella's Family Weekly Prayer Service. Take this with you this week. We shall overcome because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Good night. Have a blessed week.